We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, everybody. It's 9-11, WTIC News Talk, 1080, Will Marotti Show, Will Marotti host, Matt Sirois, Master of Ceremonies, and it is time for us to focus our thoughts. I want to ask you to gather with me for a moment as we pray. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, thank you for another day of life. Thank you for another day to enjoy your creation and wake up and move about and do the things we need to do and want to do. And there's so much right now to be praying for, so much to be thankful for, God. But I think of those that are grieving over the loss of loved ones, God. I just pray you would comfort them in such a real and palpable way that they would sense your presence, God, and they would sense the comfort that you're bringing to them at their time of grief. Pray for those that are sick. Ask for healing, no matter what the circumstance is. Complete, total healing for them. We pray for those that are struggling financially. We pray that you would provide for them, sustain them. Those that are struggling in relationships, we pray that there'd be some peace, some restoration, a truce maybe today. And then we, of course, pray for all of our first responders, men and women in the military. Protect them, keep them safe. And help us today, God. Give us wisdom. Give our leaders wisdom. Help us to make good, sound decisions today in every aspect of our lives. And we thank you. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Can I get an amen out there? All right. You may submit your amens on social media, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, same handle, all four accounts, at Will Marotti. I had a different course planned for this morning. I wanted to tackle some things that I mentioned to you yesterday. The fact that Governor Gavin Newsom is changing minds about shutting down nuclear power plants in California, states requiring high school students to take financial literacy courses, where's inflation the worst in America? I got so many things to talk about, but everything got upended last night. Now, I don't know when this first broke, but I know last night I started getting text messages, I started getting emails from folks about this story, and it's very disappointing. It's a very and not for the reason you think I'm going to say. It's a very disappointing story. And I saw it first on Politico, so this is the one that I'm going to use because it's the first one I saw it on. Supreme Court has voted to overturn abortion rights, draft opinion shows. The Supreme Court has voted to strike down landmark Roe versus Wade decision, according to initial draft majority opinion written by Justice Samuel Alito, circulated inside the court and obtained by Politico. Now, why is that bad? Aren't you pro-life? I'm 100% pro-life. Wouldn't you be glad that abortion may be restricted even further in this country? I absolutely am. Here's the problem. This was leaked by an opponent of pro-life. This was a pro-abortion person that leaked it. And I don't know who I think it's rare, in fact, that these kinds of things get leaked out of the court. This has clearly been done by an opponent of this, someone not happy with this opinion written by Justice Alito. And, I don't know who. I don't know who leaked it, but it was absolutely leaked by someone who was an opponent, so not a friend. The draft opinion, it goes on to say, is full-throated, unflinching repudiation of the 1973 decision, which guaranteed federal constitution protection of abortion rights, and the subsequent 1992 decision, Planned Parenthood versus Casey, that largely maintained the right. Roe was egregiously, it sounds like Jack Sparrow, this Roe was egregiously wrong from the start, Alito writes. We hold that Roe versus Casey must be overruled, he writes in the document labeled as the opinion of the court. Now, I got a PDF copy of this. Again, is it real? Those things are so easy to fake. I don't know if it's real. I don't know if it's true. But certainly this is not a supporter. This is not a pro-life supporter that would have leaked this. This is clearly on the opposite side of the aisle. Deliberations and controversial cases have been passed very fluid. Justices can sometimes do change their votes as draft opinions circulate. This is clearly intended to reverse this vote. This whatever straw poll. I don't know what the process is within the court. This was drafted in February. I think February 10th was the date. Immediate impact of the ruling as drafted in February would be an end to a half a century guarantee of federal protection right now. Don't think this means abortion's eliminated everywhere, because it's not. There's a number of states that have almost codified abortion into their state laws. I know California, I think it might have been in this article, California wants to codify and make it law, part of the Constitution in California. So, again, I think the basis of this, well, let's go on. No draft decision in modern history has been disclosed publicly while a case is still pending. The unprecedented revelation is bound to intensify the debate over what was already a controversial case on the docket this term. The draft opinion offers an extraordinary window into the justices' deliberations in one of the most consequential cases before the court in the last five decades. Some court watchers predicted that the conservative majority would slice away abortion rights without flatly overturning the 49-year-old precedent. The draft shows the court is looking to reject Roe's logic and the legal protections thereof. Roe was, again, this is from the draft itself, Roe was egregiously wrong from the start. Its reasoning was exceptionally weak, and the decision had damaging consequences. Far from being the national settlement of the abortion issue, Casey and Roe have inflamed the debate and deepened the division. Well, a person familiar with the court's deliberation says four of the other Republican-appointed justices, Clarence Thomas, Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, had all voted with Alito in the conference held among justices just after hearing oral arguments in December. That lineup remains unchanged as of this week. I don't know. I mean, other than I don't know. Do you think any of these people would change their vote? I mean, do you think? What about Roberts, right? Who knows where Roberts stands with this? You know, Roberts been the wild card all the time. Hard to know how he will jump in on this. But it's a big story. It's a big story. Now, my question to you is, A, do you agree that this was probably leaked by a Democrat, a pro-abortion supporter? B, which side does it help or hurt? And C, does it make any difference at all? Is the court going to overturn Roe v. Wade? I'm stunned. I have said for years, and I will tell you, obviously at some point I may have to either say I told you so, or I will say I was profoundly incorrect. I've said for years, like the presidential election. They're not going to reverse a presidential election, even if it's flawed, in the case of Biden versus Trump. But I've said for years I never thought they would overturn Roe v. Wade. I just thought it was a potato too hot to handle for anybody. Apparently, I could be wrong, and I hope I am. Oh my goodness, I've never been. Nothing would make me happier to say that I was wrong than if the court overturned Roe v. Wade. Because I've said for decades it's not going to happen. But I could be wrong, and I'd be happy if I was. All right, we're going to take a break. 860-522-9842, the numbers. We're looking for our Eagle Rivet first caller of the day. Love to have you be that person. So, Matt, let's take a couple commercial breaks, pay a few bills, and then we'll come back, open phone lines, and more about this unbelievable story that just exploded on the scene yesterday. Will Marotti Show, Tuesday edition. We'll be right back.
Back to the Will Marotti Show on WTIC News Talk 1080.
All right, welcome back. Yes, the calls are coming in. The amens are rolling in. Again, I don't want to lose sight of what's happening in Ukraine. And I don't want to be distracted. Not that abortion is a distraction, don't get me wrong. But I just feel like we're losing our focus on Ukraine. I feel like we're losing our not determination. It's not. You know, we have a short attention span, and we have 24-hour news cycles. Now, this has been in the news largely for 2 months, but you're seeing less and less of it. Then a story like this comes out, and people totally forget there's men and children, women being killed every day in Ukraine. So I don't want to lose sight of that, but I do want to. Obviously, we can't not talk about this, right? It's a big deal. Let's go to our first caller day, Eagle Rivet. The first caller day brought to you by Eagle Rivet, the roofing partner you can trust. Let's go to Lori in Glastonbury. Lori, welcome. Congratulations.
Good morning, Pastor Will. My goodness, as an adoptee, I'm hopeful that this is the court's actual decision. And I have to believe that they knew full well that they would face all sorts of animosity and, difficulty because of this decision. So if this truly is their decision, I doubt they would change their minds. But my other thought is, I mean, this has political machinations written all over it, and we would be naive to not think that was true.
I mean, this doesn't help pro-life, right, to leak this thing now? Do you agree?
I don't think it helps, but again, I don't think that those who made the decision would be bullied out of it. Again, they had to be intentional.
Well, again, when you talk about Judge Alito, no one's going to bully Judge Alito. No one's bullying Clarence Thomas. Nobody's bullying Neil Gorsuch. My questions are Brett Kavanaugh. I don't know how much intestinal fortitude the guy has. And I know, quite frankly, I know she's Catholic. I know it's a big deal to her. But I don't know about Amy Coney Barrett. I don't know how she'll stand up. So, you know, Roberts is going the wrong way on this. You know Roberts is going to vote against it. So we'll see. We'll see, I guess. But Lori, I think this is, I mean, what a major turning point in culture. You know, we've had this almost 50 years, this scourge on the country called freedom of abortion on demand, basically.
I think we also have to be mindful. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I think we also have to be mindful. You know, it's going to be played out in the mainstream media as a ban on abortion, which it isn't.
Right.
It's just putting the law back to the state, for each individual state. So if you live in a blue state, you will, like, as we do, we will see abortion continue on.
Yeah.
But if we live in a red state, and I think it's just going to be so interesting to see how all of this pans out and how it may affect the elections in November.
Yes. Yeah. And then that's my other concern with this getting leaked. It could energize the progressive left. And who knows what could happen. So, this was nothing but bad that this story was leaked out from my perspective. But I could be wrong. Lloyd, thanks for your call. All right, we're going to take a break. A couple commercials, the news. Dennis, Tom, you guys are up next. 860-522-9842. Tuesday edition of Will and Marotti Show. Chris Powell on at 10:05. Chris was also one of the people that sent me a message about this story. We'll talk a little bit about it from his perspective. He may have some insight to share. I know he has some insight to share on it. And then your calls for the rest of the show. This is big news. It's potentially massive culture shift. We'll see. Will Marotti Show. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is the Will Marotti Show on WTIC News Talk 1080.
All right. Hey, welcome back. 937 860-522-9842. We're talking about the blockbuster story that broke late yesterday about, and this was leaked, a leaked draft of a Supreme Court internal document outlining the vote that would overturn Roe versus Wade. Now, a lot of us would be happy to see that happen because we think abortion has been an absolute scourge on our nation since 1973. However, it would not be obviously welcomed by people who are pro-abortion advocates. And so I'm certain, 100% certain, this was leaked by one of those folks. It does no value to leak something like this for the pro-life side. This only would help, potentially, the pro-abortion side. And so, what do you think of that? Do you think it does help? Do you think it makes no difference at all? What are your thoughts on that? And I'm tallying up the amens, by the way. There are a lot of them. I'm tallying up the amens, and before the hour, I'll give you a shout-out, everybody. All right, let's go to Burlington and Dennis. Dennis, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Will.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
The classic politics 101, and either side, Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter, but you throw something out there that's non-winnable, and you get everybody talking about it till whatever, the election or the midterms or whatever, and it's basically a smokescreen to keep everybody occupied while they do business as usual. That's all it is. I've been saying this for years, and they'll pick something, and the Roe v. Wade has been that way. It makes it rears its ugly head, and then when the elections are over or whatever, it just goes away, and it returns again in the next cycle.
Do you not think, though, Dennis, that this is maybe a little bit different, that we have, again, allegedly a document outlining this, and that a number of Supreme Court justices said they have already, in private session, they were already decided to overturn it? Don't you think it might be a little different this time?
Yeah, it could be. I can't offer an opinion one way or the other. As far as the abortion issue goes, being a man, I guess it just.
No, you say that, but I think why don't men have? What about dads who wanted their children to be born and they were aborted without their approval?
Yeah.
So I think men have certainly. I mean, not as much, obviously, as women, but I think men certainly have the right for input,
Yeah, I just think that it's just ironic that every time somebody's in trouble, one way or the other, one team or the other, they just bring up something that basically it's a no-win argument.
Yeah.
You got 50-50, and it just stirs the pot. It gets everybody riled up. And in the meantime, the other stuff is going on, and your pocket's being picked or just, But anyway,
I agree. Basically, I agree with what you're saying. I think it's a distraction, and certainly, and it was definitely intentional by I believe Democrats. Dennis, thank you for your call. 860-522-9842. Anyone else out there agree? This leak happened by supporters of abortion, whether it's specifically about trying to impact the vote on the court, or, as Dennis said, just a smokescreen to get your eyes off of how bad Biden's doing. We don't know. 860-522-9842. Let's go to Tom and Avon. Tom, welcome to the show.
Yes. I had the two things real fast. Ukraine, okay. The nuclear shelter, the running out of food. If a nuclear shelter doesn't have food and supplies for a year or two, yeah. It's nothing but an expensive grave. On this abortion thing, if you recall, you and Jim and I discussed on busing, which was mm-hmm. the year after 74, the Supreme Court ruling, and it was an edict. It's not a law, never has been a law, never went through the legislative Congress, and it's illegal. It was mm-hmm. illegal in the beginning. It is no. We used arguments, one-line arguments. The only one I remember is if the Supreme Court declared that the Revolutionary War was illegal, we would still be, and we are still, a colony of England.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It would be the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a decree. It is not a law. Never was
right.
a law.
Right, and that's so true about so many different things. I mean, I think the value of, like, the Supreme Court thing, if again, it's true, and if it happens this way, is that I think it does what should have happened in the first place. It makes it a state's rights issue, not
exactly
a federal issue. And I applaud that, and I think that's great. But, it, like, as earlier caller said, if you're in a blue state, you're still going to have abortions. If you're in a red state, it's going to be less. I mean, just the way it's going to be. So, but I think it's a step in the right direction. Anyway, Tom, would you agree?
Yes. Oh, yes. And it's chances are extremely good that it's a Democrat that's just lying mm-hmm. just to upset the apple cart, and they have no intention of reversing it.
Well, that could be too. That could be too, Tom. Thank you for your call. 860-522-9842. And this is a very passion-filled issue. I mean, arguments for or against abortion, you know, women's right to choose. I mean, that's, you know, and I think largely it's been damaged. That argument's been damaged by the massive push for mandated vaccinations. You know, the whole my body, my choice thing went out the window when we started telling you if you don't get a vaccination, you lose your job. That's a whole different story. Let's go to Kim Cromwell. Kim, welcome to the show.
Hi. I listened to this all night, and I think I'm pleased is what they say. They believe that it was maybe leaked by a law clerk, okay. not a media person. And
that makes
what happens
sense, right?
with the Supreme Court is once they hear briefs in session, they discuss it a little bit afterwards, and that's when they take their vote.
Right.
And then the opinions are written over the course of several months. What the left is trying to upplay is all this means is the issue will return to the states. And perhaps as a federalist, that's maybe where it belongs because it is very divisive. We have conservative cultures. We have liberal cultures. And that may be the best we can do.
Mm-hmm.
I personally hope that lawmakers would listen, that it maybe just become more rare.
Mm-hmm.
That not become a method of birth control.
Mm-hmm.
We maybe allow exceptions for rape and medical reason. I certainly can agree to that. But I do have to compliment two black women in our own legislature mm-hmm. down in the Gold Coast who do see what Margaret Sanger mm-hmm. was up about. And mm-hmm. I think the communities need to understand that. And, of course, they do the same thing in China
right.
and Russia. And perhaps we need to make birth control more readily available, too. But I would hope we could go in a direction so that it just sort of becomes a semicolon and mm-hmm. the rates continue to decrease and people come around. I don't believe in prosecuting anybody on this.
No. I don't either. But I think, again, as you said, Kim, I think if this becomes like a, if we just change the tenor of it, I think if we see that we rates are decreasing, continue to decrease, but again, I think sending this back to control the states is the smart move. It was the smart move in the first place.
Yep.
Roe v. Wade basically co-opted the whole program to do that. So I'm glad. Yeah. I'm glad it'll have a change in direction. Kim, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. All right, we're gonna take a break. Couple commercials. We'll come back. More calls. I'll be giving a shout out to the Amen Choir. 860-522-9842 right here Tuesday morning of the Will Marotti Show. We'll be right back.
This is Local Radio, the Will Marotti Show on WTIC News Talk 1080.
All right, welcome back. 9:50. We have 10:06. Chris Powell, former managing editor of the Journal Inquirer. We usually talk about all things Connecticut, but I'm sure he's going to have some thoughts, some insight on this story about the Supreme Court. Let me quickly go through the list. While I'm going through the list, you can be calling 860-522-9842. Love to talk with you today. Matt's anxiously waiting your call. I'd love to speak with you. All right, here we go. Amen list for today. Gene R., Shelby B., Janine H., Keith A., Veronica, Jim R., Kevin W., Mark M., Barry S., Cassie S., Bill K., Homer, David D., Ray Z., Julie H., Pat F., Elaine P., Kevin S., Zeke H., Pat A., Lynn P., Angelo A., Jolie C., John B., Lonnie Mosback, hey, Lonnie Mo, Mark P., Joanne H., Aaron B., Deborah S., Karen S., James S., Simon L., Judith P., Andrea L., Priscilla W., Carol J., Chris M., Howard N., William H., Michelle F., Marianne L., Monica M., Sharik, Lynn B., Jill A., Peter H., Val H., Alex D., and Rob F. Thank you one and all for your amens today. So this is an amazing, it's an amazing occurrence because it was leaked. So few times in the history of the court have these kinds of things been leaked. It has to be by a supporter of abortion. Abortion rights. Says here in the argument that the in the article, there's three Democrat justices: Stephen Breyer, Sonia Sotomayor, and Elena Kagan, who are working on one or more dissents, according to one person. How Chief Justice Roberts will vote ultimately, whether he will join in on an already written opinion or draft his own, is unclear. The document, labeled as a first draft of the majority opinion, includes a notation that it was circulated among the justices on February 10th. If the Alito draft is adopted, it would rule in favor of Mississippi in the closely watched case over the state's attempt to ban most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Supreme Court declined comment or make another representation of the court available to answer the question about the draft document. So, it is what it is. Politico received a copy of the draft opinion with a person familiar with the court's proceedings in the Mississippi case, along with other details supporting the authenticity of the document. The draft runs 98 pages, including a 31-page appendix of historical and state laws. The document is replete with citations to previous court decisions, books, and other authorities, including 118 footnotes. The appearances and timing of the draft are consistent with court practice. The disclosure of Alito's draft majority opinion is a rare breach of Supreme Court secrecy and tradition around its deliberations, comes as all sides of the abortion debate are girding up for the ruling. Speculation among the looming decision has been intense since December's oral arguments indicated a majority was inclined to support the Mississippi law. So again, this is not going to outlaw abortion. All this is going to do is clarify that it belongs that decision belongs in each local state, not as a federal mandate. So it's still good news. It's still good news. The fact that it was leaked is very bad news. 860-522-9842. 860-522-9842. Let's go to George in St. Louis. George, welcome to the show.
Hi, Pastor Will. There's a tremendous inconsistency in the Democrat Party, and I would like California to specifically explain this.
Yeah.
How could they be for the environment and yet profess, you know, and want abortion to continue? How can you say, I like that tree, I like that bush or bird more than a baby? Mm-hmm. How do you profess to kill babies and protect trees and bushes and the environment? There's a tremendous fraud or
Let me ask you, why is that,
party.
George? Why is that? Why do you think?
I would like an explanation for that. I don't understand that because Democrats are frankly Looney Tunes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're loony. I think they just have a different world view. I mean, they have a different moral standing than other folks have. I mean,
well,
I know what
I'll
believe.
Say, as a matter of fact, I don't think they have any morals.
Well, they do. They're just different than ours. That's all.
Well,
I mean, let me, that's arguable because they would make cases and they would explain how they only care about the rights of the pregnant woman and you know, we can't interfere with that and we can't
but they want to protect the environment. They want to protect mm-hmm. that tree, that bush, like I said, that bird. But
yeah.
But they want to kill babies.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you
any way to put it.
Let me give you a read on this, George, and I think helps shed light onto it. And it's a different perspective. This is what the ancient words are. Yes, they knew God, but they wouldn't worship him as God or even give him thanks. They began to think of foolish ideas of what God was like. As a result, their minds became dark and confused. Claiming to be wise, they instead became fools. And instead of worshiping the glorious, ever-living God, they worshiped idols made to look like mere people, birds, animals, and reptiles. They abandoned, and so God abandoned them to do whatever shameful things they wanted to. And as a result, they did vile and degrading things with each other's bodies. They traded the truth about God for a lie, so they worshiped. Now, this is it. This is the money line right here. So they worshiped and served the things God created instead of worshiping the Creator himself. And I think that's what we've got. We've got more concern about sea lions, about polar bears, about spotted owls, about salamanders. We have more concern about that than we do about babies. And the abortion issue is always about potentiality. A baby is going to be a baby 100% of the time. And who knows what potential lies within that child to do some of those wonderful, you know, to cure cancer, who knows what lies within that. So that's why I say that it's such a horrible thing. Abortion is such a damaging thing to our country. But this is the result of when you worship the creation more than you worship the Creator, you get really squirrely ideas about how things are supposed to be. That's just how it works. All right, we're going to take a couple commercials here in the news, and then Louise and Jan, if you'll hang on, I promise you, as soon as the news is over, I will get to you before I take our guest, who's calling in, Chris Powell, at 10:06, 10:07. So you'll get your say if you'll just hold on. I'll be back. So here we are, Tuesday edition of the Will Marotti Show, 860-522-9842, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.